Good evening. This is Agashwani Kohima. I'm Jonas Yantan with Evening News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says PM Swaniti scheme makes life of street vendors easier and gives them opportunity to live with dignity. Chief Minister Nipiru visits ongoing city centre constructions under Smart City Kohima. Advisor for Transport and Technical Education, Temchen Nenba, calls for holistic strengthened effort and to prevent road accidents in the state. And Union Cabinet approves decision to increase LPG subsidy per cylinder by 100 rupees for Ujjwala Yojana beneficiaries. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has lauded the PM Street Vendors Atmanirbhar Niti, PM Swaniti scheme, which has crossed a milestone of 50 lakh beneficiaries. The Prime Minister said the PM Swaniti scheme has not only made the lives of street vendors easier, but has also given them an opportunity to live with dignity. Chief Minister Nipiru has paid a visit to the ongoing city centre constructions at Old MLA Hostel site and Kuche Jir today, along with government officials, advisors and Kohima Smart City Development Limited, KSCDL officials. In a social media post X, Rio said he has instructed the officials to ensure that all smart city projects are completed within the ministry's given timeline. He informed that the city centres are being remodelled under Kohima Smart City projects, where the new facilities will have modern amenities, multi-level parking, driveways and provide much-needed urban facilities in the capital city. He also congratulated the KSCDL on winning the Zonal Smart City Award for Northeast Zone under India Smart Cities Awards Contest 2022. According to KSCDL, these projects are expected to be completed by December this year. Advisor for Transport and Technical Education, Temchen Menpa, has advised the Motor Vehicles Department to put in strengthened effort and holistic programs to prevent road accidents, observing the upsurge in road accidents in the state in recent times. Chairing a meeting of the department yesterday in Kohima, he also asked them to strictly enforce all provisions of Motor Vehicle Act 2022 to ensure that vehicles are perfectly fit for road use with all valid documents. Demjan Menba said that accidents lead to loss of precious lives and often incur huge economic costs. He also asked the officials to undertake routine check and sensitize drivers to upgrade their skills. Transport Commissioner Elias T. Lotha highlighted the initiative taken by the department through adoption of a multi-pronged strategy based on 4 E's, enforcement, engineering, emergency services and education on road safety. Government has increased LPG subsidy per cylinder by 100 rupees for the Ujjwala Yojana beneficiaries. Briefing media in New Delhi today, Information and Broadcasting Minister Anurag Singh Thakur said that in a major decision, Union Cabinet approved an increase in LPG subsidy, raising it from the current 200 rupees per cylinder to 300 rupees per cylinder for the beneficiaries under Pradhan Mantri Ujjwala Yojana. Thakur said the Union Cabinet also approved terms of reference to Krishna Water Dispute Tribunal 2 under Interstate River Water Disputes Act 1956. Culture and Tourism Minister G. Kishan Reddy said government has notified establishment of National Dermatic Board for developing new markets globally to increase exports. Minister of Environment, Forest and Climate Change C.L. John has called to raise awareness about the need for wildlife conservation and natural environment in our state. Speaking at a Wildlife Week celebration at Nagaland Zoological Park, Rangapahad today, C.L. John said that it is for this purpose the week-long Wildlife Week is being observed from October 2 to 8 every year in India with an aim to protect and preserve flora and fauna. He said that preserving wildlife will help our future coexist peacefully and maintain a balanced ecosystem. 4 full-line staff of Forest Department, Forest Guard Y. Limthuri Yimchunga, Animal Keeper Pola, Forester Hugai H. Zimo and Range Forest Officer Lansoten Lotha received award for contribution to safeguarding wildlife in Nagaland. Flash flood in Tista River in Sikkim due to glacial outburst have caused severe damage in Sikkim. Several people are reportedly missing, including 23 army personnel. Meanwhile, Chief Minister Nipiryo has expressed deep concern about the flash flood in Sikkim, which led to the breach of Chungtam Dam, affecting military establishments and leading to the missing of several army personnel. Rio prayed for the safety and well-being of the residents. This news comes to you from Akashwani Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Governor of Nagaland Lal Ganesan have extended Yemshe and Tsokum greetings being celebrated by the Butchery and Kimunkan citizens today. In a message, Ganesan said Yemshe is celebrated to welcome new harvest and blessings of the year-long hard work and renew relationships with exchange of feast and gifts. Speaking about Tsokum, he said the festival is celebrated to invoke blessings for a bountiful harvest and wellness in the family. The governor said these festivals have the essence of promoting peace and prosperity and wished for good health, peace and prosperity among these communities. State Bank of India today launched mobile handheld device to enhance accessibility and convenience in availing banking services to the customers. This device will provide cash withdrawal, cash deposit, fund transfer, balance inquiry and mini statement at doorsteps of customers. The initiative will particularly benefit customers who face challenges in accessing bank branch or customer service point outlets due to health issues, senior citizens and Divyangjans. The bank plans to include services such as enrollments under social security schemes, account opening, remittance and card-based services shortly. Advisor for Youth Resources and Sports, S. Kyushu Yumchunga, has said that today's youth have more opportunities and platforms to exhibit their talents unlike the past. Speaking at a state-level youth festival in Kohima yesterday, he said such a festival provides platforms for young individuals to display their talents, particularly in the realm of folk dances and songs which have been preserved through generations. Kyushu encouraged the participants to seize these opportunities and utilize them to reach greater heights. Kohima and Beren districts won the folk dance and folk song competition, respectively. And in sports, the third interdepartmental badminton tournament, Kohima Edition 2023, under the aegis of Interdepartment Badminton Club, Kohima, will be held on 13th and 14th of this month at Nagaland Legislative Assembly, Multipurpose Hall, Kohima. Announcing this during a press conference today, Deputy Commissioner Kohima and Convener Shanawas C. said the Inter-Department Badminton Tournament, which started in 2021, aims to create the atmosphere of comradeship and build a better relationship among the various departments in Kohima. Shanawas expressed hopefulness that the third edition will witness 100-plus participants from more than 50 departments. The categories will include men's doubles, 5 teams each from each department, women's doubles, mixed doubles and 50-plus, legislators, ex-legislators and retirees. The winners for each category will receive 15,000 rupees and 10,000 rupees for runner-up. Meanwhile, the last date for submission of form has been extended to October 11, while entry fee have been fixed at 2,000 rupees per team. At the Hangzhou Asian Games in China, with a total of 74 medals, including 16 gold, 27 silver and 31 bronze, India is currently in the fourth place in the overall medal tally. This is India's best ever performance at the Asian Games. Indian athletes are having a stellar day at the Asian Games on day 11. In archery, the Indian doe of Jyoti Surekha Venam and Ujas Diotale won gold in the compound mixed team final, and Lovlina Borgohain won silver in the women's 75-kilogram event in boxing, while Parveen Huda won bronze in the women's 57-kilogram event. Earlier, Ram Babu and Manju Ranu opened the country's medal account, clinching the bronze medal in the 35-kilometer mixed relay race war. In men's hockey, India advanced to finals by defeating South Korea. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, in a tweet, has expressed happiness over the outstanding performance of the Indian players and described it as an unparalleled dedication, grit and sporting spirit of the country's athletes. And now to enter news, here are the main points again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says PM Swanidhi scheme makes life of street vendors easier and gives them opportunity to live with dignity. Chief Minister Nipirio visits ongoing city centre constructions under Smart City, Kohima. Advisor for Transport and Technical Education, Temchen Menba, calls for holistic, strengthened effort and to prevent road accidents in the state. And Union Cabinet approves decision to increase LPG subsidy per cylinder by 100 rupees for Ujjwala Yojana beneficiaries. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Good night.